Morning. How are we all doing? Just after 10:30 as I record this on October 16th. And it's very bright there, but there isn't anything I can do about that. Maybe I can turn the camera a little bit that way. I hope you're well, by the way. I've not been great myself. I had a bit of a rough day on Saturday. I had the aches and the pains and the runny nose and the headaches and all of that. I was a bit better on Sunday, and I did Sunday View, and I felt okay. Yesterday morning, I woke up, and I was fine, but my voice was gone. It's come back a little bit now, but the voice was gone completely yesterday. I couldn't do the show yesterday. And this morning, I've woken up, and the voice has come back a little bit, but I feel like shit. And it's the first morning in over a year and a half that I haven't run. That's the truth. The first morning in over a year and a half, because I'm a seven-day-a-week runner that I just didn't run. I couldn't do it this morning. I don't feel lousy. I just have this feckin' unshakable. It seems to be unshakable now over the last few days. It's a bit of man flu, maybe. It's not serious heavy flu, but it's just a bad dose, I reckon. But anyway, I'm back. I don't like missing shows, and not being on yesterday didn't suit me. I don't like not doing it. So I'm back today, and I will be on the radio today at 5 p.m. as you'd expect me to be. And I've got a couple of good guests. So there you are. So, on the one hand, I'm kind of glad that I've gotten a bit of an infection at this time of year, because I don't take anything other than vitamin C and loads of water and all of that. And I always think, when you get something around now, it's good, because you won't get anything then this side of Christmas. So I'll be all right for Christmas. I shouldn't get any more bugs. But so felt a bit shite this morning. But I'll be all right. I'll be back on air today anyway. I could have done yesterday's show. I just couldn't speak. The laryngitis was shocking yesterday. I had a mad dream last night. Will I tell you about my dream? This is mad shit, this. I mean, I said this before, it's so indulgent, this YouTube live streaming. It's weird for me to be doing this. But anyway, as a radio guy and as a TV guy, this is mad. But anyway, I'm going to tell you what I dreamt last night, because I don't understand it. And I think most of us remember fragments of dreams. Maybe some of us remember dreams vividly. I've never been somebody to remember many dreams vividly, just fragments. But I had a dream last night. I think it was actually just after Caroline got up to go to work this morning. I think I dozed off again. And I think that's when I had this vivid dream. I was on the phone to Boris Johnson, the former foreign secretary, the so-called hard Brexiteer, bizarrely enough. And I was trying to pin him down for an interview for today's live show, as if that's ever going to happen. But I was on the phone to Johnson, and I found myself arguing with him about US time zones and about the time difference between there and here. And I had him tied down to coming on the program today at 5:20, Boris Johnson. This is vivid now. And I'm thinking to myself, as I'm talking to him on the phone, I'm thinking, I'm going to nail you later on about burning money in front of homeless people and all the shit that you've ever done. I'm going to hammer you. And I tie him down to 12:20 in the US, which is 5:20 here, so it's Eastern time. Then he starts arguing with me about Cleveland and how I can't tell anybody that he's in Cleveland, that if we do the show, we can say that he's in New York, but not Cleveland. So I'm like, are you in Cleveland then? He's like, yeah. And he's like, that's 8 hours time difference. I'm like, it's not. So we're arguing. And then the phone goes dead. And I'm on the phone like this, and I'm listening. And I think he's hung up. And then I hear him whispering to some guy, is that fucking Irish idiot? Has he hung up yet? And that was it. Now try and interpret that dream. I've no idea. Madness. But anyway, Christ. As it happens, I did interview Boris Johnson years ago when I was on the radio in Spain. I interviewed David Cameron as well. But anyway, there you go. Yeah. Anyway, good morning to those of you who are sending messages there. I hope you're all well. I'm not going to read them all out. I'll be here all day. I'm not a hypochondriac, nor have I ever been a hypochondriac in my life. I normally, through my career, when I've been ill, I've just worked through it. I've very rarely taken significant time off the shows that I've presented over the years when I worked in commercial national media or when I worked for myself. And I'm pretty proud of the fact that in the last 4 years, the show is 4 years old now, I've been able to produce and present over 250 live shows a year, TV and radio, since the genesis of the Richie Allen Show. I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud of the fact that on the rare occasion when I have taken a day off, I've always made up for it by doing another show later that week or the following week. So, no, I've never been a hypochondriac. It's very taxing doing what I do, doing it by yourself. What I do is mainstream quality, independent radio. Normally there'd be three or four people doing what I do on one show, but it's just me. So anyway, it does get tiring at times. So John Wedger, the former Scotland Yard detective, is coming back onto the radio show today. And I'm looking forward to that. And that's got somewhat to do with the title on this video, Facts versus Feelings and Your Truth versus My Truth and Opinions and all the rest of it. Because I've been very interested to watch over the last couple of years the rise to prominence of people like Stephen Lennon, otherwise known as Tommy Robinson. And I've also been very interested to follow and to watch with again, sometimes bemusement, the loyalty shown to people like him by ordinary folks like you and like me, and how no matter what they might learn, no matter what information might be put before them about the person that they've elevated to a pedestal, that it doesn't matter. It just does not matter. Facts don't matter. I mean, I know this isn't new. I've talked about this a lot over the last 4 years. This isn't new. Facts versus feelings. Truth versus, you know, conjecture and opinion. And one of the things that's bothered me, and I want to get into it today, and I'm going to get into it, is this idea that this particular man is being targeted by the system or by the establishment because of his exposure of Muslim grooming gangs. Now, this isn't true. None of it is true. First of all, he's not being targeted by the system or the establishment. He is being promoted by the system and the establishment, not targeted. And second of all, and most importantly, he's never in his life exposed Muslim grooming gangs or any grooming gangs anywhere. Never. And that doesn't matter to some people. It doesn't matter that when asked the question, when has this individual, Stephen Lennon, when has he ever gathered evidence independently about a gang of Muslims or anybody else who is abusing young women? When has he ever done that, packaged it together, and then presented it to a detective or to a police force, which then resulted in a conviction? When? The answer is never. What has happened with this guy, going back years to the time when I interviewed him, and I interviewed him twice, by the way. I get asked all the time, why don't you debate Tommy Robinson? I interviewed Tommy Robinson twice. Once was a debate hosted by me when I had Anjam Chowdhury and Tommy Robinson on the same phone, on the same show, debating some of the things that Robinson was saying when, or Lennon, we should call him Lennon, when he was the leading light in the English Defence League. And I had Robinson on and Chowdhury on. And it was obviously difficult to manage. It was a bit of a nonsense, really. It lasted about 15 minutes. And in the end, all you got was shouting and me trying to interject to try and get some sense out of both of them. But there was an interesting part of that conversation. There was an interesting thing. During that debate, which wasn't really a debate, it was just nonsense, Lennon accused Chowdhury more or less of being a wife beater and said that women in Islam were wide open to domestic abuse because Islam somehow encouraged wife beating, and that the Prophet Muhammad said it was okay and all of that. So Robinson said this, or Lennon said this. Now, later on, further down the road, about 6 months later, I interviewed Lennon again, but this time it was one-to-one. This is the last time I spoke with him. It would have been back in either very late 2010 or early 2011. And I'd learned something about Lennon in the meantime. And what I'd learned was basically that Lennon, several years prior to that, sometime around 2006, had been kicking the shit out of his then-girlfriend, whose name isn't important right now, when an off-duty police officer had interjected, stopped him doing it, and in the process had been assaulted by Lennon himself. So when I spoke to Lennon for the second and final time, I mentioned to Lennon that he'd accused Chowdhury, but also had accused Islam in general, of saying it was okay to beat up women. And I asked him about the time that he was kicking, by the way, a woman that he was then either going out with or connected to in some way, and had been prevented from doing so by an off-duty policeman who was then assaulted by Robinson, Lennon, and Lennon was then convicted of that. Now, what did he do then on a live radio show? He hung up. He hung up and he walked off a live radio show, leaving me hands hanging, right? So that was the last time I spoke with him. That's 8 years ago now, anyway, seven and a half or eight years ago at this stage. So Stephen Lennon or Tommy Robinson is not going to come on my program. So it's a ridiculous question. So why is that relevant? Well, it's relevant because it speaks to the opinion Trump's facts kind of paradigm that we exist in. It doesn't matter to those who want to believe in the Stephen Lennon mantra. It doesn't matter to those who want to believe that this guy is genuinely standing up to grooming gangs and genuinely standing up against paedophilia. It doesn't matter that none of that is true. It doesn't matter. So long as you feel, so long as you believe that this guy is genuine and that he is worthy of your interest and worthy of your support, well, the facts don't matter. It doesn't matter that this guy who says he's a pacifist now has been in jail and has been in court more times than you've had hot dinners for violent crimes. Doesn't matter that, as I said, he had to be prevented from nearly killing a woman that he was beating up back in the mid to late 2000s. It doesn't matter that he's never gone to a police station with evidence against any so-called or alleged grooming gang. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that he's never exposed grooming gangs. The people who have exposed grooming gangs, people like Jane Senior, people like Maggie Oliver, people like John Wedger, these are people who did it. What people like Lennon do is they exploit that. It is the laziest thing in the world. We see people doing it all day long. All day long on Twitter. They search the internet. They scour it for examples of where a Asian man or woman has committed a crime. And they spend their days uploading that to Twitter or to Facebook. It's race baiting, effectively, to say, here is an example again, they're taking over, all of that sort of stuff. It's laziness. Muslim grooming gangs, whose members are young male Pakistanis are real. As somebody is tweeting me there now, there are some, Mel says, what Lenin did or doesn't change the fact that in Islam women are treated like slaves. I see, I wouldn't argue with that. But you can't say in Islam. In some extreme interpretations of Islam, yes, of course, women are treated terribly. Of course they are. I have no interest in Islam, no more than I have interest in Christianity or in say it for me, in Judaism. I have no interest in any religion or organized religion, none whatsoever. And I know that there is a conservative interpretation of Islam that is not very good for women. Of course, I know this. I've criticized the human rights record of Iran and Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Bahrain, and I'll do it all day long. Right? All day long. Of course I will. I have no problems talking about Muslim grooming gangs. I've had people on the program over the years talking about them. But the fact remains that this hero now of the alt-right, promoted by people like Steve Bannon, of course, right, has never exposed anything, ever exposed anything. Exposing grooming gangs and exposing paedophiles is unearthing through your own investigations. Paedophiles and gangs of men, gathering evidence on those men and on those gangs and presenting it to the police or presenting it to a magistrate and securing the conviction of those people. That's exposing these people, right? Stephen Lennon has never exposed anybody. He exploits those who have exposed that, takes that and claims it as his own, and then basically tells millions of people what it is they want to hear. That the reason their lives are difficult, the reason things are bad, the reason you're hard up, the reason you don't have any money, the reasons your children can't get into these schools, the reasons why there are queues at your NHS surgery. Robinson will lay the blame squarely at Muslims. That's lazy. It's intellectually redundant for a start, but it's utterly lazy. And I don't blame Lenin. I blame the supporters of him. The supporters of people like him are even lazier still. Because neither Muslims, neither Jews, neither Christians, or any other group of people exclusively are responsible for the problems and responsible for the paradigm that we exist in today. It's divide and conquer tactics that are age old. And it leads down one road and one road only. It leads down choosing a side. You're either on the right or you're on the left. Increasingly, people say they want to be in the center. And that is dreadful. It's not dreadful. It's just, it props up that very same system that everybody says they're against. It's the alt-right or the alt-left saying that they're against the establishment. The alt-right says the establishment is coming down on us. The alt-left says the establishment is coming down and is suppressing and marginalizing us. No, the system is penalizing and suppressing everybody, not just conservatives, not just liberals, not just Christians, not just white men, not just Jews, not just Muslims, everybody. And what morons like Robinson, Lenin, and somebody points out here, Owen Jones and the Momentum movement on the left, what they do is they basically perpetuate and perpetually prop up the system. It's identity politics. And it's dreadful. Opinion should never trump facts, ever, whether you like the facts or whether you don't like the facts. And the facts about Robinson, Lenin, Robinson stroke Lenin, whatever you want to call him, is that he is a vile, abusive, criminal thug. Oh, people can change. Of course people can change. But when you've done the sorts of things that, that this guy has done, you don't get to say that I'm a pacifist now. I'm speaking the truth. All I want is to get the truth out there. You don't get to say that, you know. So facts will always trump opinion. And I know I'm rambling a bit now. I didn't make any bullet points for this because it's been a crazy morning. But he's a glaring example of it, of how people have basically, it's the Pied Piper of old. I will follow anybody that says what it is that I believe and what it is that I want to hear. I will follow them. And it doesn't matter what might emerge about that person. I will ignore that because it doesn't suit what I want to believe. And I become blinkered like this. And I will only see that Stephen Lennon or Tommy Robinson is a great guy who's exposing Muslim grooming gangs. That's all I will see because that's what I want to hear. Well, it's not true because all the evidence is to the contrary. So there you go. I'm not going to spend too much more time here today. I need to go and get some more vitamin C into me. People have got to be more courageous. They've got to be more self-critical as well as self-analytical. And not to get so precious about the heroes of the revolution. Heroes given to them by the establishment, by the way. Channel 4 News, BBC, Newsnight, BBC News, Sky News are promoting guys like Lennon, promoting guys like Steve Bannon, promoting him. They're not preventing them. Robinson's YouTube channel has now got more than 250,000 subscribers. And it's monetized. Whereas people, and there aren't very many of us, you can count on one hand, people who are saying, well, no, left versus right is a nonsense. Alt-right versus liberal is a nonsense. Antifa versus right-wing fascist is a nonsense. It's all designed to keep your head in the game, to keep you believing in the system. That's what these people do. They just give you another option, another political option. What does Steve Bannon and Tommy, Stephen Lennon Robinson do? They present you with another version of the system. Go and vote for this guy. Oh, Tucker Carlson is brilliant. He says some interesting things on Fox News. But ultimately, he's a Trump supporter. Stay in the system. That's what these guys are there to do, to keep you believing that you can change your life and your world by staying within the system and believing in and supporting the next hero of the revolution. That's their job. It's like the climax of the second Matrix film, when the architect of the Matrix is explaining this to Neo. You know, once you're in the system, we don't care who you support. We don't care if you vote for Nigel Farage. We don't care if you vote for Trump. We don't care if you vote for the criminal elite Hillary Clinton. We don't care whether you vote for Corbyn or Theresa May. We don't care, so long as you're voting for somebody. Because ultimately, we control it all. You know, the establishment, the system, the elite, the hidden hand, whatever you want to call it, will always present you with the opposition to it. How can people not see that? It's the most frustrating thing about doing this show for 4 years in its current guise, but even longer going back to working on radio in Spain when I did a very similar show to the one I'm doing now, except I was working for somebody else. How can people not see it? You know, these heroes presented to you so that you will follow them blindly. Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's saying what I want to hear. I want to hear that Muslim grooming gangs and migration. I want to hear that this is the reason we're all fucked. I want to hear that. I want to hear it all the time that Muslims coming into the country, that a million Muslims arriving in Germany. I want to hear that this is the reason, that this is the reason we're all screwed. And of course, I'm not stupid. I'm not saying that allowing a million migrants into Germany was a good thing. I know why that happened. And I've tried to explain it. Sometimes I succeed, sometimes I don't, on my radio show. I know that unfettered immigration into this country has driven down wages, has obliterated working class communities, and has put unmerciful pressure on public services. I know this. I'm not stupid. I also know that there is a conservative streak running through young, mostly Pakistani males, not all of them, but some in this country. I know this. I know they see young white girls as fallen from grace. They see them as worthless and they see them as fair game. I know this to be true. I've spoken about it with real whistleblowers. I know this. You know this as well. But what programs like this, and there aren't too many of them left, what we want to do is go beyond the us versus them, Muslims versus Christians. Simple answers. Go beyond that to try and discover why is this happening. And that's where your superheroes of the revolution, the Tommy, Stephen Lennon, Robinson, whatever his name is, that's where these guys can't, because they don't have the intellectual capacity, can't go or won't go because they are there not to expose anything, but to keep you and to keep me mired in the fake reality, the illusion that we have the within ourselves the ability to change things by next time you go to the ballot box, vote in a right-wing party. That's what Robinson is there to do. How's it working out in Italy? The Liga and Five Star Coalition in Italy, it's going to change it all. It's going to do this to the European Union. It's going to take back the lira. No, it fucking isn't. Or anything like it. No more than if UKIP were to make up a majority government in the UK, no more than they would do it either. These parties will not do any of that. This was the only program back in 2014, 2015 to predict what would happen in Greece when Syriza swept to power on their manifesto of lies. I was the only one. The only one. I said it. And I was abused for nothing that matters whether I'm abused or not. You'll never hear me saying I'm being attacked like the heroes of the truth or industrial complex with their programs. Whenever they're challenged, oh, I'm being attacked. No, no, you're not being attacked. I'm disagreeing with you. There's a difference. If I was attacking you, I'd be fucking punching you in the mouth. Disagreeing with you is a different thing entirely. I said it about Syriza. I said it. I warned people. I was the only program in the world when every other mainstream light, so-called independent media, radio show was saying this was great, this was brilliant to stand up against the European Union. I said, no. Look who Alexis Tsipras and Yanis Varoufakis really are. Look at who they are. They are never going to take Greece out of the European Union. They are never going to reinstall the drachma, devalue the currency, and tell the European Central Bank and the International Monetary Fund to fuck off. We don't owe you a penny. I said it and I was proved right. Greece is all the worse now for putting Syriza in power. And it'll be the same in Italy and it'll be the same in Hungary. All these places where they think they have anti-establishment governments coming to power. It's a nonsense. There is no such thing as an anti-establishment political party. think about that one, because for me, and, you know, educated or not, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Anti-establishment political party. How could you possibly be anti-establishment and be a political party? You know? The mind boggles. And you have people like Lennon and Katie Hopkins and Lauren Southern and all these fucking morons whose job it is to set up a base on social media, on YouTube, pretend to be alternative, pretend to be anti-establishment, and to drive you, excuse me, to herd you back into line and back into going to the ballot box, whenever it might be in your country, to vote. And these alt-right figures, they have a mirror image. They have a mirror on the left, because the left is full of them too. These commentators promoted by the system, while genuine alternatives are having their YouTube channels deleted, are having shadow bans on Twitter, these people are being promoted. Those who say the system is rotten, has to be torn down. Those who say that Donald Trump is the deep state, Hillary Clinton is the deep state, the Labour Party is the deep state, the Conservative Party is the deep state, it doesn't matter. Those of us who are saying that and who have always said it are being marginalised. Sorry, but you can't monetize your YouTube channel. Sorry, but you can't. Sorry, but we'll delete your YouTube channel. That's the way it's going, you see. So that was a rambling rant that veered around wildly and sometimes didn't make any sense. But as I said, I didn't make any bullet points. I just came on raw. I came on raw. There's nothing alternative or original about Stephen Lennon, Yaxley Lennon, whatever his name is. Nothing. Nothing. When you have a guy standing on a tank in Israel, when you have a guy wearing a Mossad T-shirt, I mean, are you fucking shitting me, really? Original? Claiming that he's being sent to jail for exposing Muslim grooming gangs? Never exposed anything. Never exposed anything. Show me where the man took information to the police, specifically about specific individuals organising grooming gangs. Information that secured a conviction. He didn't do that. Do you know what Maggie Oliver did? Do you know what Jane Senior did? And others. They did that very thing. They, after years of fighting with police forces who didn't want to know, they eventually got justice for some, not for all, but for some of the victims of these grooming gangs. These are whistleblowers and exposers, not bullshitters, celebrities running around standing outside courts where men are on trial for grooming and evidence is being presented against them in a court of law. And this fool is standing outside the court shouting and screaming and threatening to go around these people's houses. And people are so blinkered that they don't see through any of that. Because he's telling you what you want to hear. And it goes even deeper than that. You know, it goes right to the fibre of our beings. It goes right to, it speaks to something even more profound. And that is our fear of actually doing anything for ourselves. Our inability to cope with knowing that we've got to do something ourselves. There's a lot of it to do with it's easier to let the hero. I'll weigh in behind the hero. And by doing that, it absolves me of any responsibility of having to do anything. So the Robinson guy all these other heroes who go on social media, they get hundreds of thousands of views because they're being promoted. And they tell you all the time, they type all the time about how they're being attacked for exposing the system. They're not exposing anything. They're propping up the system. They're propping it up. Because their solution, ultimately, is to support parties like the ones in Hungary, like the right-wing parties that are doing better now in Germany, like the alternative right in America, Trump and all the rest of it. That's their solution. That's no solution, because these people are the establishment. How's it working out for Trump supporters now? Eh? Pre-2016, wars overseas are going to end. Interventionism is going to end. No more of it. I'm Donald Trump. I'm not going to tolerate sending troops overseas anymore. I'm going to bring it all back. No interventionism. No wars. Iraq was a disaster. All of this sort of stuff. How's it going for you now? Not going too well, is it? So, yeah, that might be my most long-winded, mad rant ever. Not mad, but unprepared anyway. Facts will always trump opinion. You have to have the courage. No matter who it is your champion. Whether it's the truthers who are telling you what you already know about Syria. Whether it's Yaxley Lennon. You don't know these people personally. They don't mean anything to you personally. So take the blinkers off and have a look at where they're coming from, what they're saying, what their solution is. And when facts are presented, when facts are presented, facts, irrefutable facts, don't discard them. Throw them to one side. Well, that doesn't suit what I believe, what I think, so I'm just going to ignore it. You got to be more courageous than that, ultimately. Right. I'm going to have some more vitamin C and have some more water. The old voice is going again. Thanks for all these comments coming in. Nice to see so many comments coming in today. I have not had time to read them. I'll check them out a little bit later. John Wedger will be on the show tonight. That's John Wedger. We'll be talking about that, about exposing grooming gangs in this country. Who's really doing it and who's really done it? And more besides with him. It wasn't a great rant, really. Don't be saying it was a great rant. It was a bit long-winded and a bit rambling. And at times I lost track of what I was saying. I like to make bullet points. I'm out of here anyway. I've got some work to do. The radio show will be live today at 5 p.m. UK time, as usual. Until then, look after yourselves, right? Have a good rest of your Tuesday. Bye for now. Bye. Bye now.